Hot boy rip, Labor Day rip, 3-day weekend rip. Boys are out.
Yeah.
Sun's out. Sun's hot out. Boy summer.
The hot boy summer. Is it a hot boy? Is it a hot boy summer now?
Boys out, Labor Day weekend.
Boys out. Boys out. Doys out.
Boys. Wait,
boys out. Goys out.
Boys out. Doors out. Boy. Doys out. Where's my pencil?
I put it over here.
Put it over here.
Boys out. Boys out. What's the slogan for that? We need a slogan. Hold on. I'm getting it out.
Sun's out. Guns out. That's like a rhyme.
That's stupid.
One. But that's like a rhyming one.
Boys out.
Sun's out. Guns out.
No. I'm gonna see if there's a more.
Boys out. Toys out.
Boy Scouts of America.
No. Shut up.
Shout out to Boys Out. Boys Out America.
I need a fucking.
Meme. Boys out.
Lip
meme.
Shit. Hold on. Talk to you.
Boys out meme. The Boys Out meme refers to a humorous concept that originated in Reddit's r/memes community in 2009. The boys out. It could be for the boys, the show.
I got a fucking chapstick my lips.
Oh, boys night out, bro. It was a boys night out. It's boys night out summer.
Can I just say how lovely Port Townsend is as a little town?
It's lovely.
I go there so rarely, but it's so nice to just kind of like enjoy the little area.
That was my first time actually going. that was my first time going into it.
It's hot.
Because I've been to like Fort Warden.
If you're ever in Northwest Washington, folks.
Northwest Washington.
If you're in a trip in the Pacific Northwest.
If you're
you're out by Seattle or, you know, out on the Kitsap or Olympic Peninsulas, check out Port Townsend. It's a small little quaint town. Up kind of on the way to Port Angeles out there on the peninsula. Check it out, folks. Check it out.
Check it out.
Try it out.
Try it out. I like how, like, half the time it's like can we go back? Can we go back to the beginning?
Is that your cup?
That is mine.
What's in it?
Water.
Can you cheers me?
Cheers you. Oh, maybe we should turn on the third mic. Get down low. Ready? Hell yeah, really? Hell yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah, we ripping. We're ripping on a Tuesday.
Dude, James totally would have stayed. He was on. I had him staying until Alex realized he didn't have his suitcase.
No.
Yeah, he was close. We almost got it.
Damn.
That was the kicker because it's like, yeah, it doesn't actually make sense for Alex, you know, to do all that shit.
So. I can get a trade in. My MacBook from Apple is worth $400.
That's not very much.
Which is, hear me out.
But for a new, how much is a new one at like the same size? Like $1,200? Still a lot of money.
It's still a lot of money. I realized that I was reading
something. Why are you looking at trade ins?
Oh, I just felt it. Because you like the touch of mine? Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Terry, you like the touch of mine?
Yeah.
You like the way it feels?
Yeah. It's okay. This still works.
You like the shape of it?
Yeah, I like the shape.
The lines, the curves?
Yeah, everything.
How thick it feels?
Yeah, it's 20% faster than mine.
And 5% thinner?
Yeah. Dude, that's a title show right there.
What?
It's 5% thinner.
Wait, 25% faster?
No, 5% thinner.
That's it? 5% thinner?
That's good. I like it. No, what I think is funny to me is that this MacBook costs.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine. This MacBook costs, you know, people $800. Mm. You get half of your money's back from the value. Hold on, I'm taking a sip, folks.
I love this
what
shit.
What is that?
That's a Negroni.
That's a Negroni?
Yep.
Oh, it's not good.
It's equal parts. So 1 ounce of gin, Campari, and vermouth.
So 1-to-1?
Yes.
On everything?
With an orange zest. I knew you were going to not like it, which is why I wanted to drink it.
Did you see how big of a sip I took?
Yeah.
No, what I think is funny that the trade-in values of certain products, like a trade-in value for an iPhone... Like 14 Pro right now,
yeah.
You can get up to $520 off.
Oh, but probably once the new one comes out, it'll go down. Or what do you think?
No, I think it might stay the same. Or it'll probably go down maybe $100.
520?
Yeah. It's 520 right now.
For your exact one?
Let me see. Grab your smartphone real quick. No. Bitch. Yes, it turns on. $520.
For your phone?
For my phone. Right now.
Hmm. It's like half off a new iPhone.
I think what I'm gonna do is basically what that is. And I didn't know how like it works with the trade-ins, mm-hmm. where you just pretty much pay for it. You don't pay full. Well, you pay for it full, and then they once you get the phone, and then you send your trade-in phone, and then they'll look at it and everything, and then they'll give you just they'll charge you back for that
on your credit card.
They'll just give you your money back.
Yeah, I think I did that before. I was surprised. I was surprised how they were doing it.
And it's pretty fast, too. It's not like a...
What did I... I think it was when I traded in my last iPhone.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to buy it off of the Amazon's... Apple's website.
That's what I did for this one.
Because I still have... So on my phone, I still have like a credit. They gave me like $1,000 for my iPhone 12 Pro.
Your what? Who
my
did?
My 12 Pro.
Who did?
My carrier. And so... The credits, it keeps going, but they don't know if you have a different phone or not until that escapes. Like, they don't...
They gave you $1,000 for your old phone?
They gave me $1,000 for my credit towards this phone that I have right now that I got through my provider.
Okay.
And so it's continuing going, so I still owe money on it. But
you still owe money on that phone?
They're still giving me credit for this.
And they will continue to do that?
They'll continue to do it. If, let's just say, quote unquote, if I accidentally broke it, they would still keep giving me those credits because I traded in my phone.
Like they give you a discount on your phone bill?
Yeah. And so what it is that I'll probably just like trade this phone in.
But won't they know once you activate a new phone?
Oh, I just go and say, hey, I broke my phone. I got a new one.
Oh. So you still get the money?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Seems weird.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But, just to go down the line for you, just to tell you I wasn't lying and how it went down.
Wait, what does Apple say? What is the rumor on the color of the new one?
The new one? Shit brown.
No, seriously?
For real. It's called like bronze.
iPhone 16 Pro?
Look at bronze. I probably won't buy a 16 Pro this time around.
If it's bronze.
If it's more. Well, the thing is, like, you're saying, like, the titanium, like, how it is, like, how you can compare.
Wait. Hold on.
iPhones. Those are just the sizes.
But how do you know what the color is going to be?
Just go on. Are you on Mac Rumors?
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, that one?
It's a shit brown.
Oh, so that's going to be the special color, like ours was purple?
Yeah. And then the first year's titanium was, I think it was blue, I think. Not sure.
Wait, so let me go to the 16.
Dude, you remember how you were saying, like, you hate shit?
I don't want the pastel-y shit, though.
Yeah, that's the only colors. Is like you can still have black. They still have black.
Black's boring.
They have black and white.
I really like the purple kind of cut out on my thingy.
They have black and, let me look at the 14, the 15s. White.
Wait, look, Terry, look.
Yeah, those are some new colors.
That looks cool.
The green? The seafoam green?
Like teal-ish?
It's like a seafoam green. I'd get the white one, though.
Really?
Honestly. If I was gonna get it.
These are just the rumored colors?
Those are just rumor colors. And then if I do get one, I'm just going to get the 15 Plus.
The big boy?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If I can get...
Do you really want a big-ass phone?
I want a bigger phone. I do watch stuff on it. So
For watching stuff.
I watch videos sometimes.
Now that I sold my iPad, I find myself watching a lot more shit on my phone.
Yeah.
And so like part of me feels the same way.
If I get a bigger one, then it'll work.
I just don't want to carry a bigger phone around though. That's
it's not that much bigger though.
It is though, dude.
It's only 6.7.
Go up. But like look. This is size difference.
No. Here, you're getting that misconstrued.
It's construed.
Like, go back up. You see where it says dummy models? These are the dummy models. So the two on the left are the pros, and the two on the right are the rig. Are just the standard.
But see, that's kind of big though. No,
6.7
compared to this one.
You want a 6.9?
No, 6.1. I would want this one.
You can get a 6.3.
I don't want the pro.
See, exactly. I just want the.
Do you like the vertical camera layout? Versus the way it is now with like them canted.
If they were if they were somewhat smart about it, just turn it.
Do you think this is just because they want to make you buy a new case that like fits the new cutout?
That's always been that's the same cutout it's been for a while.
A vertical?
No, it's been staggered.
Yeah,
my bad.
It's staggered. It's a square. Yeah.
Honestly, if
I like this because if you only have two lenses, you might as well have a little ass bump. You know what I mean? You might mm-hmm. you might as well not have a big
the
ass bump.
The thing is, if they what they should do is just turn it.
I kind of like it vertical.
You like it vertical?
Yeah. I think I'm gonna get just a black one of these.
I'm going to get the one on the right, but I'll probably get white.
This one, the big one, yeah.
Depending on, I don't know, there's colors out there, but the colors look kind of stupid as shit.
You haven't been running a case, no?
No, I don't run a case anymore. Cases are vaginas.
I got a case for my bike connection
because
I'm a hot boy.
Hot boy summer. Yeah, the yellow looks like piss.
When is it?
September 9th, which is not this Monday, but the following Monday.
But they normally do it on a Tuesday?
They're doing it on a Monday.
But don't they normally do it on a Tuesday?
They usually do it on Wednesdays.
No, I think Tuesdays.
Well, it doesn't matter. You still can't order it until Fridays. Anyways.
I just know, but they normally do it on Tuesdays, though.
I think what they're trying to do is
action button, capture button. Wait, a capture button and an action button?
Yeah, so the
two buttons?
Yeah. So the rumor, the action button is already, it replaces the flicker knob.
Already on the pros.
No, all of them, I think.
I think it's just the pros.
Just 15s, too. I think
but,
it's 15s.
But now
as
it's
well.
A. Now it's a.
Now it's going to be a staple.
Capture button.
Now it's a capture button.
And action button for all models. Yeah, the action button is on the 15 Pro. Now it's going to be on all the 16s, and there's a new capture button.
Yeah.
Damn. Well,
yeah, the 15, like. The only downfall is that it has that. The Pro Motion technology inside of it, but it's whatever. Like, the 14s had some good colors.
I liked the 12 Pro color and our purple color. I kind of like the purple.
Yeah, there's no really good one. Like, either if the colors are stupid for the 16, like, I'm just either going to get black or I'm going to get... if it's black and white, I'll get either black or white. But if it has a cool color like that seafoam green one... The seafoam green one looks kind of cool, but
black is always a good fallback for me.
Yeah, but it looks like it says it has a dual camera system that was it's a 24 and a 48. It still shoots high res, but the only thing that it doesn't have is a telephoto. That's the only thing.
Oh, here
different.
You go. ProMotion technology that adds up to 120 hertz refresh rate. Is expected to come to standard iPhone models starting in 2025.
So it's coming to the 17s.
Oh, up until 2025, ProMotion will be limited.
Yeah, we have that. It's already set in your phone.
Oh, you know what? That's why I always got the Pro. That's why.
Because the refresh rate is better.
That's why I got the Pro. Fuck. Maybe I got to get the Pro.
Well, the thing is like
for that fucking refresh, I do like that.
If the Pro is how it's going to be where it's like 6.3 and then 6.9, it's like
oh, it's kind of bigger, fuck.
I don't really want the bigger one.
Yeah.
And I don't want a 6.3 one. I kind of want like
6.7.
I want the 6.7 one. So just like do I suffer through it? I mean, it still do the same thing with videos. It's not going to change anything. It's just going to change like the refresh rate. Half the time it's 60 frames per second anyways.
Yeah, good point.
So what's the fucking difference?
It's a good point.
So it's just like, who cares? But also the reason why I want the 15 or the bigger one is because it has a bigger battery.
Yeah, I've heard that they last like hella long time.
And they're
the
really
ones.
And usually the 15s or like the base model ones are better than the pros because the pros are using more technology inside of it and draining the battery
from
faster.
A battery life standpoint. Yeah,
like my battery right now, like my battery health is like at 86, and I've had it for. It's almost 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's doing good for what it is. It's not like, I'm not like a type of person that's just constantly fucking on my phone or do my job on my phone or like, you know, an influencer. I am an influencer.
I don't know. I'm leaning towards that lightweight boy, that just regular fucking 16. Simple life.
I wonder what it's made out of. Do you know?
It's just aluminum. The regular one is just aluminum. Aerospace grade aluminum.
it goes to this space. Oh, here. You want to look up this? I'm not going to Oh, wow. Okay. I need to go there. We need to go there. And you need to do that, too. If you want to go to this website. I'm going to do a promotion for him. Don't say it out loud, because... Well, actually, I mean, he's there, so it doesn't matter.
Don't you have to do it, say it to promote it?
I do, actually. I do have to
you
say
it. You have to say the website to go get it.
We'll say it for right now. But this is his book. This is our good friend has a book, and I asked him if he wanted me to promote it. And so I'm giving him a promotion right now.
He's going to come out with more volumes?
Yeah, I think he's working on... A lot of people are...
Local pickup.
Yeah. I need to do that one again. I ordered mine like 10 weeks ago.
Hardcover? I get the hardcover one.
Oh, yeah. That's what I would do.
He wrote these?
He wrote them, yeah. Yeah. So if you want to, I'm promoting my friend's book. It's all about poetry, and it's about, oh shit. I want the 5A hardcover.
Oh, you can get a small little pocketbook size. That's cool. Yeah.
It's called,
A5 hardcover.
It's called The Way, Volume 1, Practical Poetry Inspired by, I don't know how to pronounce that, Stoicism?
Close.
Stoic?
Stoicism.
Stoicism? So yeah, if you go to link? It's a bad fucking
ghamel.com.
It's ghamel.
ghamel.com.
/way. We'll have a description in below. But you can go in there and buy his book.
You're gonna put it in the show notes page?
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes. My bad. We'll put show notes in the page. But yeah.
It's a volume of 31 poems written as reflections on and considerations of Stoic philosophy. The spirit of this book is that of reference and encouragement. At the rate of a haiku a day, it was written while reading from the discourses of Epictetus. The meditations of Marcus Aurelius, the letters of On Anger by Seneca, Philosophy of Chrysippus, as well as analyses of these and a few other works. Each poem is a compilation of 7 haikus covering one topic collectively. Do you want me to read this part?
Sure, go for it, yeah.
About the author. Gunther is a man. Oh, fuck.
A human?
A human. A man. He is a man.
He's a man human.
Gunther is a human spending each day trying to be a better person than the day before. Well, isn't that all of us? I hope.
Yeah.
Trying. He does everything in his power to be a benefit to those around him, both familiar and otherwise, with the hope that he fills his role in life, staying in agreement with cosmic nature. Wow, that's deep.
Oh, dude, you should see him now. Dude has a huge beard going on.
I like him because he's follically challenged like me. He's married to the best person he could be married to, Dorothy, and lives in a little home in Lakewood with 2 black cats, Cygnus and Sagittarius. Named after black holes because, of course, they are. That's cool. That's a cool thing to say.
Rest in peace.
This one right here, because, of course, they are.
I forgot what his other cat's name was.
The cat died?
Yeah, one of his cats died. So it was like Professor or something.
There you go. That's the plug.
He has hardbacks and paperbacks ranging from...
I'm downloading a preview.
I actually have, I've read a little bit of it, and it's pretty inspiring, so.
It's pretty inspiring to you?
It is. Go ahead and purchase it. Go to ghamel, which is ghamel.com/way. We'll have it in the description below.
Should we read one of them? The preview ones?
On philosophy, yeah. Go for it. Let it rip. What do you want to read? Want to read about a community?
This is about our community.
This is about our community.
All right,
let's let it rip.
Folks. This is for you guys. All right, it's called On Community. You want me to read it or you want to read it?
You read it.
On Community. We do the right thing, not because any reward, but to serve others. Or, more pointedly, we contribute to the whole, of which we're a part.
We're all connected. Our demons, a fraction of life's divinity. Let this fact guide you. Consider how your actions will affect others. Living for yourself is not the mark of life lived, but that of restraint. Unshackle your mind. Live for more and break the chains which hold your heart back. The Cosmopolis is ready for your action. Contribute your verse. That's what we're doing, Terry. We're contributing our verse.
That's what we're doing.
To the world. We're contributing our verse.
Yeah, yeah. We're contributing. But yeah, you can, it is also at a local bookstore in, I guess it's already plastered in the world anyway. So it's in a bookstore called King's Books in Tacoma, Washington.
You can get it locally, folks.
Yep. If you're in the local area, go ahead.
If you're in the local area. Wow. I like the black book cover. It's simple.
He said that he told me, he's like, since I haven't gotten mine yet, he's like, dude, I'll even come out and deliver it to you and sign it. I was like, hell yeah, brother. What, dude? What if he becomes a famous fucking poetry writer? I'm all fucking for it, bro.
Is poetry making a return?
Hey, if he makes a fucking return on, dude, what if he becomes the father of bringing it back?
Like the modern, he brings back stoicism?
Gonna, no, fuck it. He's going to be the baller of bringing this shit back. This motherfucker's bringing shit back. He's going to bring poetry back to life. We're going to get finger snaps. Fuck yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. He's a homie. He's a good friend of ours. So go ahead and support him.
Okay, check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Try it out.
Anyways, back to what... Yeah, I don't know.
Back to D-Gen talking.
Yeah, back to fucking fuckings. Fuckings?
Back to our D-Gen selves.
Back to what we fuck.
Do you think this is going to play?
Dude, imagine.
Nope. God damn it.
You got to change your shit,
huh? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. Dude, that I just wanted you to know that shit was disgusting.
You've had a Negroni before. Hey, I'm drinking a Negroni, folks. We got a late night rip here.
A late night rip, yeah.
A late night rip for our standards. Imagine if we late night ripped every time.
That'd be gross.
Well.
I mean, I wouldn't say it would be gross. It would just be okay, a lot.
So can we talk about when we should be podcasting? Let's podcast like on Sundays.
Yeah.
As the plan.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if...
Not changing everything every
you
time.
You are all jacked up, then we're good. But then you can tell me when it's appropriate to change days.
Yeah, you know, you're good,
Just because, like, it seems like Sunday is the day.
Yeah.
It just hasn't worked out for Saturdays for a while.
Yeah, I've just been...
And I don't actually care. And it's actually okay that it's Sundays.
Well, the thing is, like, I've been trying to...
Why do you work so late? Don't you get off at, like, midnight or something?
Well, if some people don't fucking come in on the time that they're supposed to come...
Then you stay.
Then I have to stay until someone comes in. So it pisses me the fuck off. It's okay for, them... It's okay for them to be late, but not okay for me to be late. And so it just pisses me the fuck off. Exactly. Okay, yeah, my fucking point.
So Sundays it is.
Yeah, for now. Unless I can just magically, fuck me, man. But yeah.
Sundays it is.
Sundays it is. I want to connect to any carrier. That's what I want, baby. I don't need no fucking Apple coverage. It's all fucking gibberish anyways.
I never get it.
Dude, it's just like...
Wait, are you going through like the buy now phase?
I'm looking at the buy now and it's like... You can get it for... $1,000 due today for the 15 plus.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $1,000 is due today. But after the trade-in, you get a $509 back.
It's like half off a new iPhone. Yeah. That's solid. That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with getting points.
Points?
Yeah.
What about meat? You want some meat?
Meat. Oh, that looks good. That's James's meat.
That's a title right there.
That's
He's not even here.
That's James's meme. We actually almost had a guest, a special guest come on that has never been on the
You know, that has to be the title now.
Yep.
Because he didn't stay.
Yeah, he was going to be a special guest, James. But we went on a little motorcycle ride before we did this.
Hell yeah.
And he was going to stay, but then another friend of ours had an issue, which was he didn't want to put a suitcase in the back of his motorcycle.
I don't blame him.
It's his fault.
I don't blame him.
It's his fault, man. He brought a suitcase when you can just bring a backpack. Tell me I'm wrong. What the fuck? Is it Bitcoin?
You get it?
Because it keeps like spiking and then going down.
Yeah.
Then people are happy about it. Oh, has it spiked?
No. I mean, not to
that. I mean, it has been pretty falling lately, huh?
No,
Bitcoin?
I think it's like 58.
58? That's pretty low.
Really?
When it was at 72? Man, everybody was happy.
I think 72 or 3 was the highest.
Does it tell you?
57.5.
Should I not say what this is?
All-time high was 73.7.
Should I not say what this is?
You can.
Okay. Is it an actual like website?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just a way to check price of and stats about Bitcoin.
Oh, okay, okay.
I mean, you don't have to say it, but you can.
I won't. When is it supposed to cap out?
What about
out?
This? Do you know what this is, Terry? Did I show you? Did I tell you what this is?
I don't know what this is. Is this? Can I say this too?
Sure.
I don't know what it is.
This is showing the blocks on the Bitcoin blockchain.
Oh, the thing that's out there.
You're so adorable. This is the last confirmed block.
Uh huh.
And these are the next blocks.
Oh, are
to be
these
confirmed.
Like people buying it?
No.
Oh.
These are people making transactions.
Ah.
So like the last block that got mined.
Yeah.
Is this block.
It's by the same person.
And there were 3,500 transactions.
That's a lot. Is that a lot of transactions?
That's not meant. I mean, 4,000.
Wait, can
6,
you?
6,000.
Can you find like meme coins?
I don't do that shit.
I have meme coins. I have a meme coin.
I only do Bitcoin.
I have a Shiba Inu meme coin.
And you can stream us Bitcoin, folks. Great segue, Terry.
Yeah, gotcha.
Thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah, for
if
sure.
If you go download a Podcasting 2.0 native app, you can stream us sats. We are a Podcasting 2.0 compatible podcast. If you go to new podcast, I think it's new podcast apps.
I'll do it. Double check. I'll look it.
Let's search new podcast apps.
I'm on it already. Podcasting 2.0?
That's
what it just takes me.
Podcasting2.org is the new website.
Hey, that's where I'm on.
Okay. So go to podcasting2, the number 2.org, and there will be a list
and
of...
Then we could be on...
There will be a list of Podcasting 2.0 native apps, and what you can do is you can go to your app store on your phone, you can download one of these apps...
I'll give you a couple. You can give you a Podverse, Podguru, Fountain, Podcast Addict, which is a Google. I think it's like a Google exclusive. I think, Podfriend, True Fans, whatever.
So
just
you
go
can
to the list.
Download one of these, and then you can actually stream us Bitcoin.
Ooh,
via a
Apple
Podcasting 2.0 app because we are Podcasting 2.0 native.
Apple Podcast does it too.
They don't have the streaming sets.
But it says a modern. It's modern.
No, they only have a couple of the tags. They have the transcripts. They don't have the lit tag, though. Mm. Terry loves a lit tag.
I love lits.
But, yeah, you can stream us. We got the little lightning bolt.
Yeah, because we're fucking fire.
Yeah, you can stream us sets. Or you can click the donate button in the show notes, which I hope it works. Let's see. We're testing.
It should work.
Did you set it up?
It should work. Watch, she just goes, nope, it doesn't not work.
So there's supposed to be a little thing here that's the thing you click right there, and it goes to the link, Terry.
Oh, it's definitely there. I have it set. Let's see. Yeah, the donation button is there.
Oh, right here, finding links. Hey, Terry, my boy.
What is it? Finding links?
It's working.
Is it? Yeah.
I'm my man.
Hey.
My man.
Yeah.
If okay, so folks. Yeah. So if you go to one of these Podcasting 2.0 native apps, if you go to the show notes page, well, it's not on the show notes page. So they have a donate button on the app. If you click the donate button, there will be a donate now funding link. You can either stream a sat in the app or you can click on that link and then it'll take you to the buy me a coffee page where you can donate some money to us. Buy us a coffee, buy us a whatever, a beer, a drink, whatever you want.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. So try a Podcasting 2.0 app. Stream us some sats if you want to do that or send us some money. Because, yeah, that's great. We love you.
We love you.
That's our plug.
We love you.
Hey, it works.
Yeah.
Funding link, Terry.
Hey, man. I'm trying our best, and I'm trying to make us, you know.
Hey, the picture's big.
Yeah, I finally got a bigger. Sorry,
hell
folks.
Oh, yeah, that's a great picture.
Sorry, folks. But, yeah, we're all out here trying to make a life out.
And vote for us for president. Did we check this?
And if it's probably, if everybody's doing this correctly, they're doing a great job.
What?
If no one votes, then it's a great job.
What's a great job?
But there is no audience.
Oh, you mean we're doing a great job?
Yeah, we're doing a great job of keeping this podcast a secret to everybody. This is going out to the ether. We just pay, you know, an X amount of money each year to have this just float in the fucking universe. It's true. Dude, watch this one vote. There's a voting ends in 65 days and 5 hours, folks.
We've only gone 3 weeks, though.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, we're doing it. Oh, man, no one's voted.
All right, check the link in the show notes. Click on the link that's go to the page that says vote for your next president of the podcast, and please vote on the straw poll. Please, folks, please vote. We love you. Please.
Yeah, vote for me. Don't vote for Mike. He sucks. I will make sure that this podcast will stay the original way it is. Mike wants to...
Change it.
Change it and put fucking tariffs on me.
Tariffs? I'm going to charge him money.
He's going to charge me money.
Every time he sticks a sock foot on the table, I'm
going
to charge
him money.
Or every time
I hit a button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to do.
Every time he hits the David Lucas button, it's 5 cents.
Yeah.
5 cents.
Yeah.
10 cents.
Yeah.
Monies.
But yeah, folks, just do that. We love you. We love all of you. We want you to... Stay healthy, be healthy, eat well.
Eat steak.
Have sex well. Just make sure you do Kama Sutra shit.
Eat steak and make babies.
Yeah. Which was interesting. We found out what you like.
Babies? Making babies? I want the world to have more babies.
You do?
Yeah.
How so?
By making babies.
I just can't wait. I just can't wait for this fucking this fucking event, man. This event's gonna be so cool.
What event?
The fucking Apple event, man.
Why are you so jacked about it?
The reason, you know why I'm jacked about it?
Wait, are you seriously excited about it?
I'm excited about it for one thing and one thing only.
Isn't that what he says in that song? One thing only.
We're gonna skate to one song and one song only.
Yeah.
No, my favorite part's gonna be when it goes.
This is the best iPhone ever.
This is, yeah.
What's that song called, Terry?
Star 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 S. Wait, that's too many stars. In Paris. By Kanye, I think it's Kanye and Jay-Z. But
we're gonna skate to one song only. We're gonna skate to one song, one song only. We're gonna skate to one song, one song only. We're gonna skate to one song, one song.
Skate to one song.
We're gonna skate to one song and one song only.
We're gonna skate to one song, one song only.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watsky has a good one too. You should look at Watsky's on this one. So I ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me. First,
what is it?
It's look at Watsky.
I had done that.
His verse for
George Watsky.
Look up his. he's a good guy. I like him. it's like one of his older.
Oh, he's having sex.
He's having sex.
Look.
right here.
Oh yeah, it's Whoa Whoa Whoa. That's a good song. I actually was listening to this like the other day. It's
when I heard the crowd applaud, I thought I was an atheist until I realized I'm a god. I think I heard a bit when I murder shit. In the moment, I'll be tagging off a tourniquet. When I burn him and I hit him in the sternum, I don't even gotta enter, but I'm gonna win the tournament. That's what I'm all about. Do what I gotta do, never gonna.
Is this part of the like thing? I think
that's
so.
Funny how he edit that with his voice going and his mouth yeah. moving. That's hilarious. Ever since
I
was a little kid, I know that
I've been looking for the hot spotlight. I like that. I like that a lot. I've been reading my scripture. Every
photo bomber wanna be in my picture. And you better living every single day. It's creepy.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Catalina Wine Mixer. When I walk in, I'm the king of the room. And I get it locked in like a king in a tomb. When I spit a toxin and they cough on the fumes. Cause I'm back in the nick of time and attacking the fickle mind. I'm a jackal, the rip beside. I'm a tackle, the pick. I thought I'd be Dracula, set to bite in the black of the bitter night. And I'm out.
Poof. But if you go back, and I don't remember, just go to his videos. It's like later in, like earlier in his career.
Early in his career?
Yeah, man. Wait, go back up. He's from San Francisco, but lives in Los Angeles. Good for that, man. All right.
Of course he
down.
Does.
Go down. Go down. Keep going. Keep going. It's just the In Paris thing, but it's just him rapping to it.
The beat?
Yeah. He's just rapping.
Really? He raps to that song?
Yeah.
I
forgot what it's called, though. It's like when he first started. No. Oh, shit. We're going to be scrolling a while. Just
remember
type up.
People are doing that.
Just go up. Go up. Go on the search bar and just type in Paris. And then that one.
Ninjas in Paris.
First time I listened to Watsky, I was like, he sounds like a fucking hunky. And I don't even think he knows. But then I listened to him some more times, and don't tell anybody about this, but...
You know what I stopped it for?
Why?
Did you not see that? Here, I'll play it again.
No. His CD?
No, just watch.
Okay.
Watch.
I listened to him some more times, and don't tell anybody...
There's a picture on it?
I listened to him some more times, and don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody?
Craig would get it. Old school Alpine deck.
Yeah, you had to open the thing
that's
and put
why,
the CD
that's
in.
That's classic. You should have been like, oh, it's all I had that Alpine deck!
About this, but
I had that Alpine deck back when I started listening to Watsky. That's why it's great.
Hard, though. I'm driving to the burbs and before I am coming back, I'm pulling in your driveway and I'm rolling.
How do you remember this? It's so long ago.
It's a good song.
Front to back, I'm shifting forward then reverse. My car a bunch as if my Subaru's a wiener. Getting sexy with your cul-de-sac. LOLOL, I'm from the avenue. A rapping labradoodle, half a wasp and half a Jew. If you's a Saturday cartoon, I'll smack you black and blue. I'm acting ratchet with Daffy Duck and snacking a rabbit stew. Yabba dabba doo, I gotta lick my lips. Smoke a bowl with Yogi Bear, I'm sticking up your picnics. All of this is in my head, my imagination's colorful. Crayons on the brain, I'll scribble silly shit all on my skull. Holy cow, I don't think they're gonna hold me down. I recommend you listen to the record in a theater with a Dolby sound. And I'm sipping on the coldest round with the preppies and the Goldilocks. But I bet a bunch of hunnets, everybody's gonna scatter in a minute when the police knocks. Like, sorry, Ossifer, the getting sloshed occurred. Barasta's broken and they made us all smoke loss of herb. I'm sorry, honest Abe, Popo, don't take me way. Cause if you ever try to lock me up, I'm pleading cray cray. And then they'll all say mayday, mayday, oh, what did we do? He be creepy, giving me the heebie-jeebies, he be Hebrew, he be robo, beep boop, beep boop, please untie me, he's behind me. What's 50 grand to a motherfucker like me? Could you please remind me?
It's a lot.
A lot. That's a life-changing amount of money for normal people.
What? See, like, imagine being in a big-ass van like that, just, like, going on the highway, just, like, doing weird shit.
I mean, that's what you do, right when you begin to be, like, famous. You're rolling in a fucking van with 10 people.
When I was in California, like, hella young,
with like my with my
what are you trying to fucking say?
My the old like
my my
my like choir.
Okay.
That I used to be in.
Yeah. All right.
I was deciding how I wanted to say that.
Okay.
We were like at a, we would go on like tours and like sing at like churches and shit. And we went to like LA and went to Disneyland and shit, mm-hmm. but like also went to church, to sing for things.
Okay.
I just remember we had, there was like a bunch of kids and they like rented like multiple minivans and we were driving around LA. Not me, 'cause I was a kid, but
yeah, sure.
And like, there was like six kids in each van or something. And I remember there was one girl in the van that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
And we were playing, fuck. What's that song called?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, dude, it's going to get me crazy.
What is it? How's it go?
Nama, nama, ni. Nama, nama, oh, yay.
Oh,
how does that, what is that song?
Oh, shit.
Nama, yay.
That's not it. It's Neon Cat, I think. And my Yahoo.
Yeah, that one. That my one. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
My Yaha.
Yeah.
My Yaha. My Yahi. My Yahoo. Yeah.
Drago Sadente. Okay, so this is it. So this was when I was. God, I don't know.
Alright, anyways.
So I was probably like 12 or 13 or 14 or something.
Okay.
God, maybe. I couldn't have been older than that. But we would bang this in our van.
Why?
Going around. This was like 2000 fucking long ass time. I was a kid.
Nah, dude, that was 4 years ago.
So we would bang this. We would bang this in our van. And one of the girls, we were like on the highway. I'm not going to say her name.
Okay, that's fine.
I know her name.
That's good. I'm glad that you know her name.
And if you asked my dad this, told my dad this story or asked him about this story, he'd be like, oh, fuck that. Because he was in the passenger seat or some shit or driving. We're on the highway in LA, like going between places or something.
Yeah.
And we're like, we're all like getting hyped to this song. And she opens
the sliding door.
On the highway. And she's like leaning on. Because we were like getting all hyped to this song. And she was like. And my dad just lost it.
Wait, she fucking opens the sliding door and just goes.
On the highway,
oh
yeah.
Oh my God.
Because we were hyped for this, and she got out of hand.
What a fuck! She got out of hand.
She got out of pocket, bro. She got out of pocket,
dude. That's good for her, though.
That was good
for her, man.
That was a good time.
Very Cheetos.
But it was this song we were playing.
That's good. That's fucking. That's I like that. I like the enthusiasm.
Like that's commitment right
that's
there.
Fucking,
that's commitment.
I can only imagine going down the freeway and just say, it's about to hit the fucking crescendo, and then she just goes,
yeah.
Fuck you,
it was kind of fucking out of pocket, for sure.
But is that like something that she would do? Like, normally?
No. That's why it was weird. But this song jacks you up, bro.
Not really. Not me. I just think it's kind of weird. It's just saying some, I don't know what's trying to say to me. What is even the song like? What is it even saying?
This is the original.
What's
right here.
The lyrics?
These guys.
That doesn't explain the lyrics, dick shit. Just copy that.
Italian radio station, number one played song on European charts. This was a banger.
Isn't that no? What's the lyrics to? Oh, hold on. Why are we doing this? Lyrics. What the fuck? Lyrics to Dragon Staten?
Drago Stadinte.
What the fuck does that even mean?
What does it mean? Yeah, search what it means.
English.
It came out. When did this come out?
Okay, let's see. It means words of love. formerly known as Mai Hai, is so
It says, "Hello, it's me, an outlaw, and please, this is the first verse, my love, receive happiness." And then it says, "Hello, hello, it's me, Picasso. I give you a beep, and I'm strong, but you must know I'm asking nothing." Then the chorus is, "You want to leave, but don't take me, 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 don't take me. Your face and love under the linden tree, I remember your eyes. You want to leave, but don't take me. Don't take me, don't take me, don't take me, don't take me. Your face, the love under the linden tree, I remember your eyes." That's literally what the song is saying.
The song came out in 2003. Mm-hmm. So we must have been in California like 2004, 2005.
Yep.
So I don't know how old I was. 15, maybe max.
Dude, no.
14, 13?
You're saying
I was like 13 or 14.
13 or 14?
Yeah. Because we were probably, it was probably like 2004.
Mike, you know how old you are?
Yeah.
You know what year you were born?
Yeah.
That's 12.
No, I'm saying we were there in like 2004, 2005.
So you were 14.
Or 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure you know no, how that's you what I was saying. Do math.
Yeah.
All right.
Just, but like that's
I'm
the time
saying.
Frame.
I'm just asking you if you know how to do
I'm
math.
I'm just trying to add context to the story.
I get you, dude. That's a fucking baller, though. That's a baller move.
But I remember this song from my childhood.
That's a baller move, though.
That's a fucking out-of-pocket move.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Good for them.
You know what's another good song?
No. What are you going to tell me? Excuse me.
This song. You know this song?
Is this the Cascada song?
No. You know this song?
Yes.
This song slaps. This is another old-timer song.
It's 7 years ago.
It was published to YouTube 7 years ago.
You're telling me you think this song was not made 7 years ago?
I don't know, man.
That's the official video. Usually official videos means 2016?
It's got to be older than that.
Watched it only 7 years ago.
You're such a hater.
2010?
14 years ago.
Okay.
I'm saying it's this, funny that I'm it, saying it, that it, this it's, is it's, not necessarily the
it's
release
funny,
date.
It's funny that it took her 7 years to just
it's
make
the
a,
music
a
video.
Music
maybe maybe it takes that time. I don't know.
Who knows these days, my brother? Like, usually back in the day when someone came out with a new music, they had a music video like
right
the
away.
Next day. Because that's all the things was, is just music videos. Dude, someone told me.
What about this song?
Oh, my God. No, go back. Go back.
Do you like this song?
The Cascada? Yeah. Dude.
Feel
you know what's really funny? This is how bad this song got out of control. Not this song. But you know the NSYNC "Bye Bye Bye"
mm-hmm.
song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, young kids don't know about it. But now it's changing. Type it in. Go ahead. Because NSYNC is still a band and still flourishing, kind of. But now, if you click on it, now it says in the title, like, go down. NSYNC, it has an asterisk on it. And now it's saying official video from Deadpool.
What?
And Wolverine. So someone updated from whoever runs the NSYNC fucking thing and wrote Deadpool.
Was it in that movie?
It was. It was like the first the beginning of this, the show or the movie.
How dare they?
Because it's the official song of the movie.
I think there's a band that did like a a crazy like hardcore version of this. Yeah.
Here you backwards?
Go. Here you go.
Like their screamo?
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
He's the singer. Or that guy sings too.
It's not even that hard.
They scream a lot more in their other songs, maybe.
Probably gonna start a fight. I'm thinking of what's that band's name? I can't think of their
I can't think of their name. They're like a big, they made it big off of Our Last Night. Let's go down. Do the Our Last Night on the right hand side. Up, up. Over. Up. Up. Yeah, that one. Do that one. I like how we're listening to Backstreet Boys. Or not Backstreet, like NSYNC songs. And we're going to get like copyright striked a bunch.
Nah, bro. We're on open podcast and this is RSS, baby.
Yeah, we're on YouTube too.
This is better than the original.
Wow, he looks young.
Who is this?
This is a band called Our Last Night, and they got big off of making
covers
off of songs and stuff. They make their own stuff too, but they're pretty good. That's Justin, you know, just want to let you know. That's actually, it's no, it's...
How do you know about this band?
Because they do some, like, other, like, just go to their YouTube channel and then, like, you can look up most songs that you can think of. They'll probably have a cover for it, mostly. Like bigger songs. Like if you're looking for
ooh,
any.
Ooh, I love Evanescence.
But they do like screamo.
Don't care. The covers yep. Only tour. Don't care.
Yeah, see.
Don't care.
Brad went to that.
Were they a concert where they just play covers?
Yeah.
Do you like Evanescence?
Yeah, they're okay.
I love Evanescence.
Oh, good for you.
I saw an old-ass video of them, like, hella young.
Yeah.
At, like, some fucking bar when the girl was, like 18 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking crazy. Eyes like open doors,
leading you down into my core. But, yeah, they have their own songs, too. But they got more... They got big off of just... And then that guy and then the lead singer are brothers.
Did they do Linkin Park?
Yeah, there's somewhere in there.
Post Malone, Morgan Wallen.
Golden Hour. Taylor Swift, Disney songs.
Gross.
Oasis, Wonderwall, Fleetwood Mac, ABBA.
Oh, hell yeah.
Kate Bush running up that hill.
Do you like this song? Do you like this song?
It's
don't
a
lie.
Good. It's a good song.
The original, though.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
You don't like it?
I mean, like, we're just covering...
It's a classic.
We're
it's a classic.
Doing, we're just doing music at this moment in time.
Isn't this vibey?
Want to end on this?
You're done?
I mean, we're doing an hour, aren't we?
Can we cover it?
Eh. Not really.
You just want to go home?
Honestly, it's been a long day, so yes.
You can tell having the time of your life. Ooh, see that girl. Watch that scene. Dig in the dancing queen.
Pick your people, because Baku's next week.
Really?
I think so.
No, it's a break.
Well, we got a week break?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
It's all right. I said at the top, quick rip. It's a quick rip, folks. We got to wrap, folks.
We got to wrap it. We got to wrap it.
We got to wrap it, nice. It, folks. We got a quick Labor Day rip.
Yeah, we're trying not to work, but we're still trying to give you content. But yes, please, if you want to donate your absolutely hard-earned working money to this podcast, buy us a coffee, buy us a beer, buy us a shout-out, whatever. Let it rip.
We will see you, all lovely people, next week at the stereotypical time of
3 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tuesday morning! Send it. Book it, ship it.
Oh, wow. You're really trying to rip on this, aren't you? Having the time of your life.
This is the song.
Life.
Send it, ship it, book it, slap it, chat it, crack it, crappy Raymond.
Oh, Technologic?
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it,
quick rewrite it,
plug it, play it, burn it.
I don't have a picture, fuck.
Drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it.
Man, we can just skip it this time.
View it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, pick it, cross it, crack it, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, code it.
Technologic. Technologic. Technologic.
Technologic. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, fight it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, call it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it.
These are all the songs I used to listen to.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
They're good songs.
Think your bike's going to start?
Probably.
I think so, too.
But you know what you want to do? Harder, better, faster, stronger. That's what you want to do.
I'm not playing that song.
It's a good song.
White Girl Anthems. All right, folks. We got to wrap. Yep. That's a quick one.
Well, we're letting
That's a quick Labor Day rip.
If you really want to know our choices for Baku, starting for number
Stay
five.
Tuned. Stay tuned.
Stay
for
tuned
for next episode.
But... we love everybody. We love all of you. We appreciate your nose.
Stay
your
frosty. Nose. Follow your nose.
Sniff on your nose.
Wherever it goes.
Goodbye.